Good morning, Rogue Valley. This is Jeffrey Haug, and you're tuned in to the Rogue Valley Pulse, your local podcast. In the news, I have more updates on the North Medford gym collapse, the proposal to name a new creek in Phoenix, and Jeff Merkley's town halls in the Rogue Valley. The community spotlight is the Southern Oregon Historic Society. There are lots of events for this weekend, from the Circus of Horror to some great local music. We also have a music preview from the Brothers Reed. All this in your weekend weather, today on the Rogue Valley Pulse. Demolition of North Medford High School Gymnasium began this week, marking a significant step forward in the recovery efforts after February's catastrophic roof collapse. Heavy machinery is carefully dismantling the northeast corner of the building, where an estimated 700,000 pounds of snow caused a structural to fail on February 11th. The meticulous demolition process could take approximately a month as crews work to preserve the evidence for forensic engineers investigating the collapse. Officials believe multiple factors may have contributed, including the extraordinary snow load and the 60-year-old structural beams, and possibly impacts from seismic retrofitting completed last summer. Approximately two-thirds of the facility remained standing, including the locker rooms, the weight rooms, and the upper gym. The district must determine whether these sections are salvageable or if a complete rebuild is necessary. Reconstruction could take up to a year and cost several million dollars. Meanwhile, the district is planning to move physical education activities outdoors as weather improves and is fundraising for a temporary structure to accommodate students next school year. A Phoenix conservation group is working to officially name a local stream Beaver Creek. Save the Phoenix Wetland has submitted an application to the Oregon Geographic Naming Board to recognize this waterway formed by six natural springs. These springs were hidden beneath a dense blackberry thickets until the devastating 2020 Alameda fire swept through, inadvertently revealing their existence. Located west of Bear Creek Drive, they provide critical cold water refuge for salmon and steelhead during hot summer months. The Phoenix City Council recently endorsed the naming effort, which would be the group's second success after Blue Heron Creek was officially recognized in 2023. Senator Jeff Merkley will continue his tradition of visiting every Oregon county, with two Southern Oregon town halls scheduled for this Sunday. The Democratic senator will first appear at Ashland High School's gym, followed by a 4 p.m. session at the Rogue Community College in Grants Pass. The senator will update constituents on his work in Washington, D.C., answer questions, and invite suggestions about tackling challenges facing Oregon and America. Events are free with no RSVP required, though officials note venues may reach capacity due to a record turnouts this year. For more details on these news items and links to the sources, go to roguevalleypulse.com. The community spotlight this week is the Southern Oregon Historical Society. Founded in 1946 by passionate local citizens determined to save the historic 1875 courthouse in Jacksonville from demolition, the Southern Oregon Historic Society has grown into one of the region's most vital cultural resources. What began as a grassroots preservation effort soon gained community-wide support when the Jackson County voters approved a dedicated tax levy in 1948, providing stable funding that allowed the organization to flourish for nearly six decades. Today, the Historical Society maintains an impressive collection of nearly 1 million artifacts documenting the rich tapestry in Southern Oregon's history. The archives house irreplaceable materials on the region's Native American peoples, including Klamath, Modoc, and Tequilma, pioneer records from families like Applegates and the Beekmans, hundreds of items connected to local Chinese and Japanese communities, architectural drawings, and extensive collection of Peter Britt's glass plate, negatives, and prints. The Society's crown jewel is historic Hanley Farm, a working 19th century farm established in 1857 that preserves the region's agricultural heritage. acquired in 1986. This Oregon Century Farm offers seasonal events, house tours, gardens, and youth programs that bring history to life for visitors of all ages. Their research library and archives housed in downtown Medford serves as an invaluable resource for historians and genealogists and curious citizens. Open Tuesday through Saturday from noon until 4 p.m., the library welcomes visitors to explore Southern Oregon's past through documents, photographs, maps, and films. Jackson County residents enjoy free admission thanks to a partnership with the Jackson County Library District. Since 2007, when public funding shifted from the county general funds, the Historical Society has relied primarily on private support and volunteer efforts. Over 300 dedicated volunteers now keep the Society's program running, from maintaining the library to organizing educational initiatives like the popular Windows in Time lecture series, co-sponsored with the Jackson County Library Services. Despite its financial challenges, the Historic Society continues its vital mission, bringing history alive by collecting, preserving, and sharing the stories and artifacts that define Southern Oregon's unique identity and heritage for future generations. For more information, visit sohs.org or the Rogue Valley Pulse. As we get closer to spring, there are lots of great events to choose from this weekend. Starting on Friday night, the Circus of Horror brings its spine-chilling entertainment to the Josephine Fairgrounds in Grants Pass, with performances at 6 and 8:30 p.m. Unlike traditional circuses, this unique production transforms familiar circus elements into a nightmarish spectacle designed to both terrify and amaze. Attendees can expect a theatrical experience blending circus arts with horror themes, featuring performers who specialize in creating an atmosphere of suspense and fright. While specific acts remain shrouded in mystery, adding to the anticipation, the show promises heart-stopping thrills throughout its 90-minute runtime. Production is part of a horror-themed circus that has been visiting multiple Oregon locations this month, including an upcoming show in Medford. With general admission tickets ranging from $27 to $34, this event offers thrill seekers a unique alternative to traditional entertainment options. On Saturday, the Rotary Club of Medford will host its second annual Community Crab Crack at the Expo's Mace Building in Central Point. This all-you-can-eat Dungeness crab fundraising event opens its doors at 5:30 for general admission. Beyond the sumptuous crab dinner, which includes appetizers, salad, bread, dessert, and two drink tickets, the evening features live entertainment, exciting auctions including a Mexican vacation package, duck football tickets, and Mount Ashland passes, plus a 50-50 raffle. All proceeds support the Rotary Club of Medford's community service projects. The early bird tickets are all gone. If you want that great crab, you're going to have to pay $90 per person. For more information, go to rotarymedford.org. On Saturday night, actor, comedian, and musician Jim Belushi brings his signature Chicago-style themed rhythm and blues to Medford's newly restored Holly Theater. As the younger brother of legendary blues brother John Belushi, Jim continues the family's musical tradition, performing on harmonica and vocals with his award-winning band, The Sacred Hearts. The Sacred Hearts serves as a house band for blues venues nationwide, featuring an impressive lineup of veteran musicians. Together for over 18 years, the band blends traditional blues with soulful rhythm in the spirit of the original Blues Brothers. Local favorite Duke Street will open the 7:30 performance. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to thehollytheater.org. Also Saturday night, you can join the Area 61 Tap House in Grants Pass for their St. Patrick's Day celebration. This lively venue would be transformed with festive decorations to create an authentic Irish pub atmosphere for the evening. The event promises to be a highlight of the St. Patrick's weekend celebrations in Southern Oregon. The Tap House features a wide selection of craft beverages that will likely include a special Irish-themed option for the holiday. On Sunday, Aaron Reed takes the stage at Del Rio Vineyards. Aaron brings signature finger-picking style and powerful vocals to this intimate performance. Known for blending Midwest grit with West Coast serenity, Reed's performances showcase his versatility across folks, blues, bluesgrass, and acoustic pop. This marks one of his first solo performances following his courageous battle with a brain tumor earlier this year. Del Rio's historic tasting room provides the perfect backdrop for Reed's soulful sound, with vineyard views of the Rogue Valley and Table Rocks to enhance the experience. For more information, go to delriovineyards.com. For the weekend weather, I've got one word for you: wet. Friday night will bring steady rainfall to the region with overnight lows in the mid-30s. Snow levels will hover around 3,100 to 3,200 feet, but the valley locations will see only rain. Saturday continues a wet pattern with rain likely throughout the day. High temperatures will reach the upper 40s to a low 50s across the region. The rain shows no sign of letting up on Saturday night, with temperatures remaining mild in the low 40s. Sunday brings more of the same, with rain showers continuing throughout the day. We'll see a slight warming with highs reaching the low to mid 50s in Grants Pass and Medford, potentially a bit cooler in Ashland. Until next Friday, have a fantastic week. I'll catch you next time on the Rogue Valley Pulse. Music from the Brothers Reed will close us out today. The Rogue Valley Pulse is sponsored by HOZT.com, your local web development specialist. With over 25 years experience in building websites that work for you and your business. From lightning fast static sites to e-commerce, we have you covered. Consider host.com for your next online project.